I'd like to welcome you back to all Daf Daf and Practice series. In today's Daf Nida Daf Samaches, the Mishnah on Amud Aleph introduces to us the concept of a Hefsek Tahara. That in order to ascertain that a woman's period finished, you have to do an internal examination and you have to do a Vedika. And many times on the fifth day after her period began, when she wants to do a Hefsek Tahara before beginning her Zayin Nikiyam, she tries to do a Hefsek Tahara, but she's unsuccessful the first time, there's still some blood on it. The question is she able to do a second Hefsek Tahara immediately? Is she able to do bedikas one after another in order to get that good Hefsek Tahara? Or perhaps she has to space them, she has to wait in between one Hefsek Tahara to another. The Chazanist doesn't address this question directly, but he discusses another case. Let's say a woman would rinse herself out internally. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simkuf Tav Yivov Sif Gimel records that the practice the women have is to wash themselves before they do a Hefsek Tahara. Now, there's no requirement that they rinse themselves out internally, but the Chazon Ish says, what if a woman would, in fact, rinse out internally? Would she be able to do a Hefsek Tahara immediately? And the Chazon Ish says that she wouldn't be able to. And that is because the nature of a woman, when she has a period, is not that there's a constant flow, but rather sometimes it stops and then it restarts. Therefore, when a woman does a bedika, when she does this Hefsek Tahara, she has to determine not only that she is currently not bleeding, but rather she stopped bleeding over a period of time. And therefore, a woman would rinse herself out and then immediately do a bedika, immediately do that Hefsek Tahara. All that Hefsek Tahara is proving that right now she's not bleeding. But it doesn't show that over a period of time she stopped bleeding, and therefore perhaps her period really didn't finish. Just right now, since she washed herself out, she can't find any blood. And therefore, the poskim extrapolate from this Chazon Ish that you wouldn't be allowed to do two bedikos, two Hefsek Taharas immediately after each other, because perhaps the first Hefsek Tahara, in which you found blood, is really cleaning out inside, and the second Hefsek Tahara is just showing that right now there's no blood, but it doesn't give me that span of time that there is no bleeding. Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Shulis writes a similar psak, like the Chazon Ish. She says that if a woman would rinse herself out internally, she would have to wait 15 minutes until she does a Hefsek Tahara. And one could understand that Rav Moshe's reasoning was similar to that of the Chazon Ish. However, Talmidim of Rav Moshe report that the reasoning for Rav Moshe was different. Rav Moshe felt that if you would rinse yourself out inside, there's some water that's left inside the woman. And therefore, if she would immediately do a bedika, she would immediately do that Hefsek Tahara, perhaps in fact there really is some blood, but the water diluted that blood, and you wouldn't find it on the Hefsek Tahara. And therefore, Moshe felt you have to wait 15 minutes, make sure that all the water leaves, and then you're able to do a Hefsek Tahara in order to see whether in fact there is blood. But when it comes to doing multiple Hefsek Taharas, one after another, if the first one you found blood, whether you'd have to space it or you'd have to wait before doing another Hefsek Tahara, it is reported that Rav Moshe would be lenient and would say that you are able to do Hefsek Taharas one after another, especially if it's coming close to Shkia, and you can't do the Hefsek Tahara after Shkia, so she would be able to do Hefsek Taharas before Shkia, immediately one after another, in order to make sure that she'll be able to start counting Zayin Nikiyam the following day.